Hey, I love a three-day weekend as much as the next person, but here on the East Coast of the United States of America, we had some serious weather.
Your Daily Lex.
So, Friday the 4th, we had two couples over, one of whom came late. They said they would be there around 5:30 and got here around 6:30, and around 6 we gave up and started eating, which they were totally fine with. But it was great. We had a lovely time. It was so insanely hot. Like, we haven't had to heat the pool, and the pool was basically 90 degrees. Crazily hot. Pool was helpful. And, you know, occasionally we were getting like, hey, there could be thunderstorms, but the sky was beautiful. And then all of a sudden, the sky was dark and ominous. And we're like, we should go inside. One couple had just left, and the other couple and I and Lauren, we start, putting umbrellas down, whatever. Sun protective umbrellas, you get it. And just as we start, like, man, the wind really kicks up incredibly. Like, we get a major, from our perspective as non-meteorologists, like a squall is maybe what I call it, but insane. From 0 to 60 instantly. And one uncollapsed umbrella took flight. Luckily, my buddy John grabbed it. But it was scary. And we got everything down, and we even got inside before the rain really started coming, because it was just insane wind, like so insane. I definitely had some garbage blow into my neighbor's yard, but there was nothing I could do about it at that point, because it was coming down so hard and so fast. And coming down is not really what I mean, because it wasn't the rain that did it, it was the insane wind. Anyway, that was Friday. Then we kept losing power for a minute or two at a time, but we have the battery backup. Most of the time, the battery backup only stores about 20% of its total charge, because we just use it to offset our regular electric bill, because we very rarely have power failures. And the batteries are smart enough that if a storm is forecast, they'll start backing themselves up so they can be full if a storm hits and you lose power. In this case, this thing was so sudden that the batteries were not prepared. But again, the lights flickered and then we're fine. And we were using very few lights while the power was truly out so that we didn't drain the battery completely, but everything was back on before that ever happened. Saturday was the 4th. We had much the same journey. In that it was insanely hot. We went to our friend Rob's house for his 4th of July party. It was excellent. Then we had some of the same friends who were here the day before. One of them lives, or their parents live very close to us. So we went over to that house where he was doing illegal fireworks, which were great. Fireworks are what they are. But we watched his illegal fireworks display and then went home again and then lost power again in the same way where the power wall wasn't ready. And we turned off a bunch of lights so that we wouldn't drain it, and then the power's back on. So, like, over a couple of days, not more than 8 to 10 minutes of actual power failure. It was fine. And again, the batteries kept everything going. But so hot on Saturday. Then Sunday, yesterday, was the cast party for Jagged Little Pill. Initially, one of my co-stars in the show had volunteered my house for this cast party. She had been here before for a cast party for a show that she had done with Lauren years back. And was like, we should go to Lex's house because it's great. Okay, I'll take it. But then one of my castmates, because again, many of them were in their 20s, was like, hey, can we all crash at your house after the party so we can get hammered? And I was like, no. So he's like, well, then I'm going to host it. Great. So I didn't have to host. I just had to grill. So there were burgers and hot dogs, Hebrew National hot dogs. That's what's up. And I handled the grilling. Another guy there made some pizzas on his little portable pizza oven. It was fun. Remembering that I am either the oldest or the second oldest person in the show made it a little bit interesting, especially when one of the other adults in the show at the very last minute was like, I can't come, which was sad. But I had a good time, and I left hours before some folks, because I left around 7. I think the thing started at 1. I got there at 1:30. I left around 6:30 or 7. And some folks were sending their made it home safely texts at like 4:30 in the morning. So I was gone well before that. But man, these kids today, I'll tell you. Anyway, it was a busy weekend, but it was just so hot. And 3 days in the sun, 3 days outside in the sun, really did me in. By which I mean, I was friggin' wiped out and exhausted. So I went to sleep a little early last night and slept the sleep of the dead. Now, 3 times I had attempted to go to the gym, Planet Fitness, and 3 times it had been closed due to power. I mean, the first day I saw it was off. The second day, forgotten, just went. And the power was off. And then the third day was today, where I checked the app and it was still shut off. So I went to a different Planet Fitness, and that's weird. Going to a different Planet Fitness from the one I'm used to. Different people, different equipment, different levels of cleanliness. In fact, I think maybe slightly cleaner than mine. Not that mine is dirty, but this one was just like really nice. But it was also far. And by far, I don't mean very far. I mean like 16 minutes away. But the difference between driving 8 minutes to a gym and 16 minutes to a gym, it's not just the 8 minutes each way. That's a lot of time to be annoyed, both on the way there and on the way back. So I'm excited for my gym to have its power restored, which hopefully will by the middle of this week. Anyway, I hope your new week is off to a wonderful start. And here we are, July 6th. How about that? They thought it would never happen, or maybe that it shouldn't happen, but here we are. Anyway, that's all. Goodbye.
Lex.